Greetings, and welcome to Week 5, Be Adventurous. This is an episode about how the mind creates ideas and stories, and how it's important to decide what's important to you and not let your mind get carried away. My birthday was January 22nd, which fell on a Monday, and my intention was to do a trip to a cabin with my husband. It's a vacation we've not done together before. I like doing new things and not necessarily traveling to places I've been before, unless it's going to Destin, Florida, which I absolutely adore. I digress. In my mind, I found a place and we would go there and be nice and cozy. I also created this lovely weekend of snuggling up somewhere and staying warm and just relaxing. Well, my mind creates all kinds of interesting stories and adventures. As it came closer to the time to book something, I didn't want to do that. A part of me wanted to stay home. Another part of me wanted to go away. I was back and forth for a few weeks. I just couldn't decide. See how the mind does? Guess what I did? I let go. I just said things would work out. And they did. The weekend of my birthday, it was cold. I know I'm from the South, so cold is relative. It was hovering in the 14-degree range, so I think that is cold just about anywhere. The idea of packing and checking in and out of somewhere and driving a few hours in the cold to get home did not sound appealing. TD and I enjoyed an adventurous weekend around town. One definition of adventurous is willing to take risks or to try new methods, ideas, or experiences. We created our own birthday weekend adventure. On Friday night, we went to watch our son Tyrell coach as one of the assistant coaches for Woodland High School girls basketball. On Saturday evening, we discovered a new restaurant in Peachtree City, about 45 minutes away, called The Yacht Club. The food was delicious and our server was very attentive. The weekend was filled with trying new restaurants in cities nearby, watching the movie American Fiction, which was entertaining, and just spending time together. It was a delightful adventure. One of my requests was that I didn't cook all weekend. And I didn't. On Monday, I also got to have brunch with Yvette Lee, a dear friend and the composer of the music you hear on this podcast and other meditations. We enjoyed breakfast at one of my favorite restaurants, The Flying Biscuit, the original one in Atlanta. Yummy! While the idea of being at a cabin sounded nice, being home and waking up when we wanted to was even nicer. I live in the South for a reason. I was so glad to be able to sleep in and get up when I wanted to. I was so glad we were home in our own bed with our flannel sheets. TD gets a special thanks for just going with the flow of whatever I decided to do. Mwah. So, they're mine stories. The weekend was just right. And you know what? It was just the adventure we needed. Learning to navigate all the stories my mind can make up is practice. Be Adventurous is the excerpt from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, I'm sharing today. Be Adventurous. One definition of adventurous is inclined or willing to engage in a bold, usually risky undertaking. An adventure can be as simple as going to a movie alone or buying a book from an unknown author. Do something different often. Buy music from an unknown artist. Take a dance class. Say hello to a stranger. One of the ways I started being adventurous was to drive a different way home from work. I would start down a street and find my way home based on that turn. Keep in mind, this was before GPS devices were the norm. I also started buying something new to try when I went grocery shopping. Trying different foods is a great way to increase your adventurous nature. Venture out of your comfort zone to find people who are open-minded and willing to try new things. By venturing out more, you will continue to learn and grow and become more adventurous. The more we try new things, the less we will stress when something different happens. Practice. Go to a function alone and introduce yourself to at least three people you don't know. Affirmation. I am open to new ideas and experiences. What new experience, adventure have you had lately? I'd love to hear from you. You may reply to this newsletter, blog post, or you can reach me at BarbaraFaison, LLC@gmail.com. If social media is easier for you to reach out, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn are best. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions this month are 214 and 221. You can find the link on my website at BarbaraFaison.com/store and look for the live sessions. The card I pull for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck in this moment is the number 7. Question, what is one thing that will make me smile? Creating a lovely memory of my birthday weekend and trusting that things always work out makes me smile. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at BarbaraFaison.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/BarbaraFaison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at BarbaraFaisonLLC@gmail.com. Thank you for your support in being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.